Targeting Law and Order. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Police in Wisconsin say a former judge was shot in a targeted killing, and the alleged gunman had a hit list of bipartisan lawmakers.
Police found Judge John Romer in his home in New Lisbon, about 150 miles northwest of Milwaukee. He was found zip-tied to a chair. The suspect was found with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, is in critical condition. Included on that list was Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. South Korea's military says North Korea test-fired 8 short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea. Officials say the missiles were fired in succession over 35 minutes. The launch was North Korea's 18th round of missile tests this year. A doctor and 2 nurses are recovering after being stabbed in an L.A. hospital emergency ward.
A SWAT team tried to negotiate with this guy for about 4 hours while he refused to come out of a room in the hospital. The attack happened at the Encino Hospital Medical Center in San Fernando Valley. Investigators say the 3 victims were stabbed inside the emergency ward. It's still unclear exactly why the suspect attacked them. Police say there's no evidence indicating that he knew the victims. Before stabbing the doctor and 2 nurses, police say the suspect parked his car in the middle of the street, entered an emergency room, and asked for treatment for anxiety. After he was finally arrested, he was taken to another hospital for self-inflicted injuries to his arms.
Fox's Christina Coleman in Los Angeles. A 9-year-old girl injured during the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas last month is out of the hospital. A 10-year-old remains hospitalized in serious condition, and the woman believed to be the shooter's grandmother is also in the hospital. 19 children and 2 adults were killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
President Biden says inflation is his administration's top priority.
Today, the price of gas in this country is double what it was when President Biden took office. And according to the charts, it's been increasing since he was elected. The May jobs report showed 390,000 new jobs added, but the economy remains 822,000 jobs short of pre-pandemic levels. While unemployment remained at 3.6%, there are still over 11 million open jobs available, near a record high, according to the Labor Department. The baby formula crisis continues, with 10 states now reporting they're 90% out of formula.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. South Florida is drying out after heavy rain from a tropical system caused several inches of flooding. The same system is expected to reach tropical storm strength as it moves into the Atlantic Ocean. The Boy Scouts of America are in sell mode.
Be prepared is the motto of the Boy Scouts of America. But in the wake of declining numbers following numerous lawsuits relating to child sexual abuse claims, the organization has been forced to pay compensation to thousands of victims. In order to meet those mounting penalties, the BSA is preparing to divest themselves of much of the property that has been accumulated over the decades. It's estimated that the Scouts own up to 2,000 campgrounds that could be worth as much as $10 billion. Conservationists, government officials, and other interested parties are now scrambling to find ways of preserving those parcels as open space. Local land trusts are working with state and federal officials to find the funds to purchase a lot of that land before developers can get their hands on it. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Chinese astronauts are on a mission to complete assembly work on the country's permanent orbiting space station. The 3-person crew will spend 6 months in space. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.